Remedies. Issue. Order to determine what remedies require discussion rule. 1. The legal remedies. 2. The restitutionary remedies. Then 3. The equitable remedies towards remedies issued. 1. The legal remedies rule. Damages. Defendant is ordered to pay money to plaintiff. 1. Compensatory damages. 2. Nominal damages. And 3. Punitive damages issued. Compensatory damages rule. Plaintiff is entitled to compensatory damages to put him in the position he/she would have been in had the injury not occurred. Compensatory damages are based on the injury to the plaintiff in S.A. To the plaintiff to attain compensatory damages, check. I. Causation. The tortious conduct actually caused the injury. II. Foreseeability. The injury must have been foreseeable at the time of the tortious act. II. Certainty. The damages cannot be. To speculative. IV. Mitigation. Plaintiff must take reasonable steps to mitigate the damages. Right. In S.A. Past losses is more certainty than future losses. Historical records helps to provide certainty for future damages. Plaintiff must show that they are more likely to happen than not. This is the be all or nothing rule. The certainty rule. 1. Economic losses. Special damages, e.g. medical expenses, loss earnings. The certainty rules apply. Calculation must be with sufficient certainty. 2. Non-economic losses. General damages, e.g. pain, suffering, permanent disfigurement. The certainty rules does not apply. The jury may award any amount it wishes subject to proper instructions. Issue. Nominal damages rule. Nominal damages are awarded where plaintiff has no actual injury. They serve to establish or to vindicate the plaintiff's rights. Issue. Punitive damages rule. Punitive damages are awarded to punish the defendant. In order to get punitive damages, plaintiff must have first been awarded compensatory or nominal damages. Punitive damages can also be attached to restitutionary damages. Moreover, defendant's type fault must be greater than negligence. Also, generally, punitive damages are awarded in an amount relatively proportionate to actual damages. U.S. Supreme Court would limit punitive damages to a single-digit multiple of actual damages unless conduct facts are extreme. Issue. 2. The restitutionary remedies rule. The legal restitutionary remedies. 1. The restitutionary damages. 2. Replevin. 3. Ejectment. The equitable restitutionary remedies. 1. Constructive trust. 2. Equitable lien issue. The restitutionary damages. E.G.1D. Manufacturing company drives trucks across road on P's vacant property to get to railroad, reducing trip from 10 miles to 1 mile. Remedy. E.G.2D. Steals P's machine to use in its business. Remedy. Rule. The restitutionary damages are based on the theory that the defendant should not be unjustly enriched. These are based on the benefit to the defendant and amount is calculated on the value of the benefit. E.G.1P is not injured, so no compensatory damages. However, they got many benefit but not paying, so D is unjustly enriched. P can recover restitutionary damages. E.G.2P is injured by D's stealing, so P can recover compensatory damages. Also, D is benefited by machine and not pay for it, so D is unjustly enriched and P can recover restitutionary damages. However, P cannot be awarded both. P will take either one which is larger. Punitive damages can be attached to restitutionary damages as long as the underlying cause of action is in toward and is greater than negligence issues. Replevin rule. Replevin is a legal restitutionary remedy that allows the recovery of specific personal property wrongfully taken. To claim replevin, the plaintiff must establish 1. The plaintiff has a right to possession and 2. There is a wrongful withholding by defendant. Timing of recovery. Plaintiff can recover the chattel before the trial. If this is an issue, mention in essay that 1. Plaintiff will have to post a bond, and 2. Defendant can defeat an immediate recovery by positing a re-delivery bond and defendant can then keep the chattel until after the trial. The sheriff repossesses the property for plaintiff. Replevin is almost always coupled with damages, compensatory or restitutionary, for lost use or benefit to the defendant during the time of detention. Issue. Adjustment rule. Adjustment is a legal restitutionary remedy that allows the recovery of specific real property wrongfully taken. To claim ejectment, the plaintiff must establish 1. The plaintiff has a right to possession and 2. There is a wrongful withholding by defendant. Status of defendant. Adjustment is available only against defendant who has possession of property. E.g., adverse possessor, holdover tenant at expiration of lease term, defendant crossing plaintiff's lawn, everyday trespasser has no possession. The sheriff ejects the defendant from property. Ejectment is almost always coupled with damages, compensatory or restitutionary, for lost use or benefit to defendant during time of wrongful withholding. Holdover tenants even intentionally stays is not subject to punitive damages issued. Constructive trust rule. Constructive trust is an equitable restitutionary remedy that is implied in law and imposed by equity courts when the retention of property by the defendant would result in unjust enrichment. The court will treat the property as if it were held by the defendant in trust for the plaintiff. Plaintiff must show that one, the defendant has title to property, two, the defendant's acquisition of title can be traced to property that defendant wrongfully acquired, and three, the defendant's retention of a property would result in unjust enrichment. Moreover, most courts require the plaintiff to show for the plaintiff has no adequate remedy at law. Under the doctrine of tracing, the plaintiff can follow the property to whatever form it takes, as long as the trust rests can be identified. E.g., proceeds of a property in bank account where withdrawals from a commingled account cause the balance to sink below the amount of the plaintiff's claim, the plaintiff may obtain constructive trust only to the extent of the lowest intermediate balance of the account. Because a constructive trust seeks to avoid the defendant's unjust enrichment, the plaintiff is entitled to the increased value of her property. Can be used only when the fact pattern indicates that the defendant has title to the property. There is no adequate remedy when one, the defendant is insolvent or two, the property is unique. Basic alternative of money damages are not adequate here. Its defendant sold the improperly acquired property and puts the proceeds into the bank account. The plaintiff can't trace the proceeds into the bank account and therefore can get constitutional trust. Bona fide purchaser prevail over plaintiff issues. Equitable lien rule. Equitable lien is an equitable charge on property imposed by law to secure payment of debt owed to plaintiff in order to prevent unjust enrichment. The property imposed is subject to an immediate court-directed sale and the money received goes to the plaintiff. If the proceeds of the sale are less than the fair market value of the property when it was taken, the deficiency judgment will issue for the difference and can be used against defendants of their assets. An equitable lien can be imposed on property to which the defendant holds title and to which the wrongfully obtained property can be traced. Unlike a constructive trust, an equitable lien can be imposed property that was merely improved with the plaintiff's property or the proceeds thereof. Can be used when the fact pattern indicates that the defendant has title to the property. There is no adequate remedy when the defendant is insolvent. Bona fide purchaser prevail over plaintiff. Plaintiff will prevail over unsecured creditors to the extent she has a deficiency judgment in connection with an equitable lien and she stands on equal footing with other unsecured creditors issued. Choice of remedy. Constructive trust or equitable lien, e.g. X misappropriates money and uses it to remodel his house. Equitable restitutionary remedy. Rule 1. If the property value subsequent to taking goes up, go with a constructive trust. Goes down, go with an equitable lien, because one, deficiency judgment is not allowed after imposition of constructive trust. 2. An equitable lien can be enforced only up to the amount of plaintiff's claim. The enhanced value of a property cannot be recovered by equitable lien to when defendant's property cannot be solely to plaintiff's property. Only an equitable lien is available. E.g. since title to the home was not obtained by use of the money, cannot get constructive trust. The proper remedy is an equitable lien. Issue 3. Equitable remedies rule. Injunctive relief. 1. Preliminary injunction. 2. Permanent injunction issue. Injunctive relief rule. Injunctive relief is an equitable remedy that orders defendant to do or refrain from doing something in order to obtain injunctive relief. The plaintiff must show that a legal remedy alternatives are inadequate. B. It is to protect property right or protectable interest. C. Feasibility of enforcing the decree. The hardship to the defendant or the public, where relevant, does not outweigh the benefit that the plaintiff may get from the relief. And also, e. defenses must be overcome. I put $5 down threshold inquiry, determine whether question requires to discuss permanent or preliminary injunctive relief. I. Permanent injunction, issued after full trial on merits. II. Preliminary injunction, issued pending trial on merits. Injunctive relief is almost always coupled with damages for injuries incurred in the time period prior to obtaining the injunction. Issue. A. Inadequate legal remedy alternative rule. 1. Money damages inadequate. Defendant is insolvent to irreparable injury. Damages cannot compensate plaintiff for one, loss of unique property, e.g., land, antique, family heirloom, or 2. Permanent bodily harm. 3. Damages highly speculative. If injury may be certain, but damages are difficult to assess for multiplicity of suits, where the wrong is continuous or has been threatened on numerous occasions, plaintiff would have to bring many suits to recover all damages. 5. Prospective tort, where a wrong has not yet been committed, no legal remedy for damages exists. 6. Inadequacy of replevin. Replevin sometimes is an inadequate remedy for recovery of unique chattels. 1. Because of the hearing requirement. 2. Because defendant can recover the chattel by posting the bond. And 3. Because of the difficulty in executing the writ. In order to obtain injunctive relief, the plaintiff must show that legal remedy alternatives are inadequate. Ordinarily, money damages are sufficient to compensate a party for a breach of contract involving a chattel. However, in this case, issue B. Property right / protectable interest requirement rule. Traditionally, equity will grant relief only where protectable property right is involved. However, today, protectable property right is very liberally construed, including any legitimate property interest. Moreover, in modern view, even a property right is not necessary and a protectable interest will suffice. If applicable on the facts, write about both and if conflicting results, go with the modern view. Issue. See feasibility of enforcement rule. Injunctive relief also requires, as a condition precedent to granting relief, that the decree be practical to enforce. In this case, a negative injunction, order defendant to stop doing an act, there is no enforcement problem. II mandatory injunction, order defendant to do an affirmative act, there may be an enforcement problem based on a the difficulty of supervision, or b concern with effectively ensuring compliance. Act involves the application of great taste, skill, or judgment. Injunction denied a series of acts over a period of time. Injunction denied unless plaintiff's case is otherwise great. An out-of-state act is required. A. Resident defendant. Injunction granted. B. Non-resident defendant. Injunction denied if a decree can be couched as negative injunction. Should note that in answer and eliminate the enforcement problem. Contempt. Court can also use its contempt power to help enforce its decree. In this case, this is known as a negative injunction and there is no enforcement problem. Because, if defendant fails to comply, plaintiff can't notify the court and defendant would face a contempt citation. Issue. D. Balancing of hardship. C.G.1x informs White that he is going to build a building going up to their joint boundary line. Due to X's willful conduct, the now completed building encroaches slightly onto White's property. What result? B.G.2x's factory operations make an incredible amount of noise. There is no cost-effective way to sufficiently abate this nuisance. An injunction would force the factory to close down. It is located several miles from a small town and employs 500 persons. The only structure is White's small home. Result. Rule. If the harm to the plaintiff does not outweigh the harm to the defendant or the public, the court will deny the injunction and limit plaintiff to damages. However, courts will not balance hardships if defendant's conduct was intentional. There must be more detriment than benefit unless intentional if decide to balance hardships, in whole or in part. Consider giving plaintiff money damages. Balancing of hardships defense is almost always a primary discussion item when the tort is nuisance or trespass to land. B.G.1 Even though detriment is small, but X's willful conduct is concerned, plaintiff can rip the building down. B.G.2 Discuss the X's hardship. Then discuss the public hardship. Deny the injunction. And award the plaintiff money damages. Issue. Preliminary injunction rule. Preliminary injunction is an injunction that is issued to maintain status quo until a trial can be held on the merits of the injunction. To obtain preliminary injunction, the plaintiff must show that 1. There is a high likelihood that he would succeed at trial and 2. It is necessary to maintain the status quo to avoid irreparable injury. Facts must be discussed in a time frame context. The plaintiff must show that she will incur irreparable injury while waiting for a full trial on the merits. That is why she needs relief now. Balancing of hardship. Irreparable injury is weighed against any hardship defendant will suffer if a temporary injunction is granted. Bond requirement. Mention that the court should impose a bond requirement on plaintiff to reimburse defendant if the injunction injures her and the plaintiff does not succeed. Issue. Temporary restraining order rule. The temporary restraining order is a short-term decree to maintain the status quo pending issuance of a preliminary injunction. To obtain temporary restraining order, the plaintiff must show that 1. There is a high likelihood that he would succeed at trial and 2. It is necessary to maintain the status quo to avoid irreparable injury. Temporary restraining order generally would be issued after giving defendant notice and a chance to appear and contest, but can be issued ex parte without a notice and be adversarial proceeding even though the TRO can be issued ex parte, if there is an opportunity to give the defendant notice and a chance to appear and contest the injunction, a good faith effort must be made to do so. TROs are limited to 10 days, 14 days in federal court. Must have regular preliminary injunction hearing by then. Issue. E. Defenses rule. 1. Unclean hands. 2. Latches. 3. Impossibility. And 4. Free speech issues. 1. Unclean hands rule. Plaintiff's improper conduct will cut off the right to equitable relief. However, this improper conduct must be related to the lawsuit. Be careful with the bad plaintiff, but his bad conduct is not related to the lawsuit, and thus irrelevant. Issue. 2. Latches. EGX informs White that he is going to build a building going up to their joint boundary line. White is home the entire time and watches construction proceed. Then, the now completed building encroaches slightly onto White's property. What result? Rule. Latches is an unreasonable delay by plaintiff in initiating his equitable claim that results in prejudice to defendant. Latches begins to run from the time plaintiff has knowledge that one of his rights has been infringed. and the delay cuts off the right to relief when it has been both unreasonable and prejudiced to the defendant, e.g. Y knew there was encroachment but wait until building was completed then asks court to rip it down. Latches apply and deny the injunction. Latches is concerned with the effect of the passage of time. The period of latches may be shorter but never longer than the comparable statute of limitations. If latches applies, consider giving plaintiff money damages. Issue 3. Impossibility rule. Impossible for defendant to carry out terms of injunction. Rarely tested issue. For free speech rule. If the tort is defamation or privacy publication branch toward false light, private facts injunction denied based on free speech grounds. Issue. Basic pattern of personal property torts rule. 1. Destroyed property. Only compensatory damages available to damaged property. Only compensatory damages available. 3. Disposition. 1. Compensatory damages. 2. Restitutionary damages if defendant benefits. 3. Replevin. For mandatory injunction if chattel unique and damages and replevin will not work. 5. Constructive trust / equitable lien particularly if defendant is insolvent and / or tracing facts are involved. 6. Self-help reasonable force to recapture issues. Basic pattern of real property torts rule. 1. Simple trespass. 1. Nominal damages. 2. Restitutionary damages. And 3. Injunction avoiding multiplicity of suit are available to destruction / damage of realty. 1. Compensatory damages and 2. Injunction are available. 3. Dispossession. 1. Compensatory damages. 2. Restitutionary damages. 3. Ejectment since it is available. No injunction. And 4. Constructive trusts / equitable liens for encroachment. 1. Compensatory damages. 2. Injunction probably emphasize balancing of hardships. No restitution. This is the law. 5. Nuisance. 1. Compensatory damages. 2. Injunction probably emphasize balancing of hardships. No restitution. This is the law. Issue. Basic pattern of personal injury torts rule. 1. Compensatory damages. Economic losses / special damages e.g. lost wages. Certainty rules apply. Non-economic losses / general damages e.g. pain. Suffering certainty rules do not apply and to injunction only against prospective intentional tortious conduct issues. Basic pattern of fraud rule. 1. Damages and to constructive trusts / equitable lien. Always consider a. Whether punitive damages should be awarded and b. If it also could be analyzed as contracts case. Contracts remedies issued. 1. The legal remedies rule. Damages. Defendant is ordered to pay money to plaintiff. 1. Compensatory damages or 2. Nominal damages but nominal damages rarely tested. Punitive damages are not allowed if defendant's conduct is willful. Should always try to see if the case can be characterized as a tort case. Issue. Compensatory damages e.g. The famous movie star entered into a highly publicized 2-year employment contract with a studio. After 1 year the studio wrongfully terminated it. This was also highly publicized. Rule. Plaintiff is entitled to compensatory damages to put him in the position he/she would have been in had the defendant performed the contract. Any damages must be definite and certain, foreseeable, unavoidable, and caused by the breach. Compensatory damages are based on the injury to the plaintiff in S.A. To the plaintiff to attain compensatory damages, check, I causation, the breach of contract actually caused the injury, II foreseeability, the injury must have been foreseeable at the time the contract is entered into, II certainty, the damages cannot be too speculative, IV unavoidable, plaintiff must take reasonable steps to mitigate / avoid the damages, direct damages, damages that flow inherently from the wrong. The most common measure of damages is to protect the expectation interest, consequential damages. All other related damages foreseeable at the time the contract is entered into. This covers non-standard measure type damages e.g. direct damages, 1 year's wages, consequential damages, reputation damages frequently asked in the bar issues. Liquidated damages rule. A liquidated damage clause may limit the damages recoverable. Such provision is valid if 1. Actual damages were extremely difficult to ascertain at the time the contract is entered into and 2. The amount stipulated was a reasonable forecast of the actual harm. Otherwise, the clause is a penalty and proven actual damages will govern. Clause provides that plaintiff can choose either actual damages or liquidated damages is always invalid while a valid liquidated damages award will preclude plaintiff from getting actual damages, it will not preclude him/her from getting specific performance unless the contract specifically provides that this damages amount is to be the only remedy. Issue 2. The restitutionary remedies rule. The legal restitutionary remedies. 1. The restitutionary damages. 2. Replevin. 3. Ejectment. The equitable restitutionary remedies. 1. Constructive trust. 2. Equitable lien issue. Quasi-contract e.g. contract for land. Price, $100,000. Plaintiff, after paying 30% $30,000 of installment land sale contract, default. Land is now only worth $80,000. Can't plaintiff get any restitutionary damages? Rule. Quasi-contract is a legal restitutionary remedy that is substitutional in nature. The plaintiff is awarded the sum of money measured by the reasonable value of the defendant's ill-gotten gain. This obligation is imposed by law to avoid unjust enrichment. Defendant's unjust enrichment most commonly results from 1. Mistake, 2. Fraud, 3. Material breach of contract, or 4. Performance of an unenforceable contract, e.g., a. illegal, b. not in writing, c. discharged by impossibility or frustration, or d. disaffirmed because of incapacity where the contract is materially breached. The non-breaching party can recover the value of her performance, even in excess of the contract rate most jurisdictions. The breaching party can also recover restitutionary damages, which are the value of the benefit conferred in excess of the other party's damages, but it cannot be greater than the contract rate. E.g., yes, recovery is allowed. However, recovery is reduced by any damages suffered by defendant as a result of breach and cannot be greater than the contract price. 30,000 100,000 80,000 equals 10,000. Where the contract is unenforceable, recovery depends on the nature of the benefit conferred. Specific restitution is available for recovery of tangible property. Where the benefit takes the form of goods or services, plaintiff is entitled to their value, even in excess of the contract rate, except in cases of impossibility, where the contract rate is the maximum issue. 3. Equitable remedy rule. 1. Specific performance, 2. Rescission, and 3. Reformation issue. Specific performance rule. Specific performance is a mandatory decree that orders the contracting party to perform that which he was promised to perform under the contract. In order to obtain specific performance, the plaintiff must show 1. There is a valid contract between the parties, 2. The contract conditions of plaintiff are satisfied, 3. The legal remedies are inadequate for mutuality of performance, 5. The decree must be feasible to enforce, 6. Action must not be prevented by any defense. Cha-cha is my favorite dance issue. 1. A valid contract between the parties rule. First, to show there is a valid contract, plaintiff must show the contract terms with more certainty and definiteness than would be the case in action for money damages at law. Otherwise, it will be too difficult to enforce according to the contract's terms. Issue 2. The contract conditions of plaintiff are satisfied rule. Then, plaintiff must show her contract conditions have been fulfilled, already performed, ready and able to perform, or excused from performing. Issue 3. The legal remedies are inadequate rule. In order to obtain specific performance, the plaintiff must show that legal remedy alternatives are inadequate. Ordinarily, money damages are sufficient to compensate a party for a breach of contract. However, in this case, 1. Money damages inadequate. Defendant is insolvent to irreparable injury. Damages cannot compensate plaintiff for loss of unique property. 3. Damages highly speculative. If injury may be certain, but damages are difficult to assess for multiplicity of suits, where the wrong is continuous or has been threatened on numerous occasions, plaintiff would have to bring many suits to recover all damages issued. For mutuality of performance rule. Mutuality of remedy, which denied specific performance to the injured party if specific performance was not available to the other party when the contract was executed, is no longer required. Instead, specific performance only requires mutuality of performance, which means the court must be satisfied that it can secure plaintiff's counter-performance under the contract. This requirement is met because buyer may perform by paying purchase price. Issue 5. The decree must be feasible to enforce rule. In order to grant specific performance, the court must be able to enforce the contract and supervise problems that may arise. In this case, this is not a problem since the court can order defendant to convey to plaintiff and the land presumably is within the court's territorial jurisdiction. Personal service contracts are not specifically enforceable because 1. Enforcement problem, 2. Involuntary servitude. Covenant not to compete is enforceable if 1. The services are unique and 2. The scope, geographic and duration is reasonable. Issue 6. Defenses rule. Equitable defenses, A. Unclean hands, B. Latches, and C. Unconscionability. 1. More than simply a bad deal, to tested at the time of contract formation. Contract defenses, A. Mistake, B. Misrepresentation, C. Statute of frauds issued. Deficiencies, fact pattern of specific performance. In land sale contract case, the seller cannot deliver the agreed upon consideration, usually involves the quantity of land rule. If plaintiff is seller, she can enforce the contract if the defect is minor, but cannot enforce the contract if the defect is major. Seller can cure the defect before or at closing. If plaintiff is buyer, she can enforce the contract even if the defect is major. However, the court will not enforce the contract if the defect is extraordinarily large, e.g., half of the land is missing. It will simply refuse to act in this case. Imperative if specific performance should be granted even though a defect still remains, SA must include noting that the court will lower the purchase price to take into this defect in consideration. Abatement in the purchase price. Issue. Time of the essence clause. Fact pattern. Buyer does not meet contract condition of timely performance. E.g. between seller X and buyer Y, there is a land sale contract with an express time of the essence clause and a forfeiture provision. If performance is not timely, it will provide for the forfeiture of all performance. Y have been partial performance but after that made a late payment, which triggers the time of the essence clause and its forfeiture provision. X wants to keep both land and any performance rendered to date. Y claims for specific performance. Rule. On the bar exam, in this fact pattern, almost always award specific performance. The factors which court can't look at to avoid the harsh result of a forfeiture. 1. Loss to seller is small, 2. Tardiness is de-minimized, 3. Waiver seller has accepted late payment in past, 4. Buyer would suffer undue hardship. Also, should note, under the modern view, courts would give plaintiff restitutionary relief if specific performance were not granted. Issue. Uniqueness problem rule. If a property is unique, then even if plaintiff received money damages, he could not simply go out and buy it. It would not be available. Land is always unique. Even every parcels of land look same. The special seller's rule. Seller of land can get specific performance even though all they have coming is purchase money. Personal property, generally, not unique, and damages are adequate exceptions. One of a kind or very rare, e.g., art. Personal significance to buyer, e.g., old pen. Mother used circumstances make chattel unique, e.g., OPEC decides to dramatically cut down oil production causing severe gas shortage. Very rare gas supply, gas is unique. Uniqueness is tested at the time of litigation issue. Rescission rule. Rescission cancels the contract where it results from mistake, fraud, or duress, or where the contract is materially breached. Rescission functions to terminate the contract and restore to plaintiff the consideration given by him to defendant. Rescission may be based on grounds making the contract voidable at the option of one party, e.g., 1. Mistake, 2. Misrepresentation, 3. Coercion, 4. Undue influence, 5. Lack of capacity, 6. Failure of consideration, or 7. Illegality. All relate to contract formation. However, rescission must not granted if there are valid defenses. 1. Unclean hands and latches. Negligence of plaintiff is not a good defense if both rescission and damages remedies are available. Plaintiff should sue for both at the same time. If they sue for damages first, this is regarded as an affirmation of the contract and rescission is no longer available. Rescission may be barred on an estoppel theory where plaintiff by word or conduct affirms the contract with knowledge of the facts justifying rescission. If a plaintiff who is entitled to rescission has previously rendered performance on the contract, e.g., performance of services, advance on purchase price, she can get compensated for it or get the property back via restitution. Issue. Mistake rule. Rescission is granted for mutual mistakes affecting the basis of bargain, e.g., nature of subject matter. Rescission denied for collateral or material mistake, e.g., quantity and quality of item. Rescission generally denied for one party's unilateral mistake, unless the other party knew or should have known of the mistake. The modern trend is to grant rescission for all unilateral mistakes where the hardship to the mistaken party outweighs the detriment to the other party's expectations. Issue. Misrepresentation rule. Plaintiff can seek rescission upon a showing of actual reliance on a material misrepresentation of fact. Plaintiff must show that she actually relied upon the misrepresentation issue. Reformation rule. Reformation is an equitable remedy for modifying a written instrument to reflect the party's true agreement to obtain reformation. The plaintiff must show, 1. There is a valid contract and 2. There are grounds for reformation. A. Mistake mutual or unilateral but non-mistaken party knows, or B. Fraud. Reformation is not available if the contract is ambiguous or incomplete, or if there is a mutual mistake as to the meaning of words in the contract. Unlike the rescission exception, the non-mistaken parties should have known of the mistake is not a ground for reformation. However, reformation would be denied if there are valid defenses, 1. Unclean hands, 2. Latches, A. Negligence of plaintiff, B. Statute of frauds, or C. A role evidence rule is not a defense.